hearts are changed
because of
your great love.
Today's message, you will find in the scripture that we are admonished to encourage one another through the singing of hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. So you don't just sing for your own purpose. While we do sing for the Lord, we also sing for one another, building one another up through singing. And what a joy to praise the Lord today. We welcome you here. Let's open our service with inviting the Lord to be with us today and thanking Him for His goodness. Heavenly Father, this is your church. It would be foolish for you not to be welcome, but we welcome you here in the person of your Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, to direct us, to humble us, to inspire us, to give praises to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are here to encourage one another. We are here to pray for one another. We are here to edify one another. Father, give us that spiritual energy to be an encouragement to each other. Help us to lift others up. Help us, even as you bear our burdens, to fulfill your command to bear one another's burdens, and even in the words of Holy Scripture, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For these reasons and a million others, Father, we come together today in the name of Jesus to give you glory and honor and to worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you and thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Clouds with fire, the whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes.
Yeah.
I see His love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. From the highest of heights to the depths of the
amazing God who gives us amazing grace. You may be seated. I want to mention a couple of things to get your total awareness of things we need some help on and opportunities, one of which is today, and Ruth said, please, please, please put in a big plug for the swimming party that has been scheduled at the Wellness Center in Danville. This is for everybody, and the time is from 2 until 4. And how many of you know where the Wellness Center is in Danville? It's near the theaters. It's there by McDowell Place, I think. I'm giving all these directions from my memory. And we have it rented for 2 hours, and it's an opportunity to have a great time together. It's an indoor pool. There are going to be some snacks there. Certainly a few adults are needed to help supervise kids who'd be swimming, but this is for everybody. The church is doing this. So please, please, we want as many folks as enjoy splashing in the water, swimming. It's great exercise for folks like myself and some of you others who may be a little stiff-jointed. This is a great opportunity to count it as exercise. From 2 to 4. I have discovered that it's impossible to communicate. And everybody remember. Yes, Ruth?
Try to be there like 10 to 2.
All right, be a little early. And the party is from 2 until 4. So anyway, I'm just giving that the biggest plug that I can. And hopefully everybody that can come will come. The other thing, and this is kind of an admonition and a challenge, next Sunday we have our Campbellsville University outreach team with a potluck. And I have noticed, and it's been brought to my attention by the kitchen committee, that one of the things that happens is that when the potluck is over and everybody has eaten and fellowship, there can be a mass exodus. And only 2 or 3 people sometimes are left to help with the cleanup. I just appeal to your sense of cooperation and fairness. Don't rush off and leave all that work to just a few folks. You can help, and it's not that often that we do this. And so please just check yourself. Ask yourself, am I being a little bit selfish, and am I being a little bit unfair to come and eat and run? We have that phrase, I hate to eat and run. I don't think we really hate it, with just a nice phrase. We enjoy eating and running. I challenge you to eat and clean. Eat and stay. Now, I ain't going to be there, but no, I am going to be there. I'm going to be there, and the good Lord willing, I'm going to stay and see if I can do a little help. I wouldn't ask you to do that and then be a really bad example. But I've been asked to emphasize those two things, and I'm emphasizing them to the best of my ability. Upcoming events I've mentioned next Sunday with the Campbellsville Outreach Team. Very sobering event coming up at the Lions Park, Lions Club, down on East Factory Street, Monday, October 7th at 7 p.m., representative from the Detectives Department of Kentucky Police will be talking about this increasingly difficult, scary problem of human trafficking, of which we were informed Kentucky is number 2 in the nation in human trafficking. We don't like to think about things like that. But if you have, and there are a lot of ministries that are involved in helping victims of human trafficking. I know some people, one or two personally, who are involved in that ministry. It would be eye-opening, and it may open a door for you personally to think this is something I could be involved in. So I mentioned that on the 7th. October 13th, elders and deacons, pardon? 7 p.m. Monday, 7 p.m. See brochure on bulletin board. I'm in a rare mood this morning, I'll tell you. Sunday, October 13th, elders and deacons meeting at 5 p.m. And you can see those others. Saturday, October 19th, staff meeting. We have our communion and the willows on the 20th. Also, because the details are not exactly worked out, but we're working on it, this month of October coming up, this year we plan to incorporate and combine our fall festival with the Dixie Belle boat ride, and we're working on a two-hour cruise, working on a Sunday afternoon to do that with food. Maybe we can get our musicians and we can just have a really good time. Once that is finalized, we will let you know. So we're looking forward to doing that one of the Sunday afternoons here in October. So we'll have more information on that. I also remind you the Beef Festival is coming up this weekend. There is a silent auction to provide calves for FFA and 4-H students. It's a part of the Dustin Dale Worthington Memorial Fund. And if you have any items that you could donate, please see Dina or Dennis Worthington. I think also in your bulletin there's an insert, and this concerns the Christian Life Center. And on one side, the lists the needs for the Lisa Walker Center, a part of the Isaiah House Ministry for Ladies. There are containers downstairs for any of these items, and we would encourage you to participate in this. These are very real needs, and so please do that accordingly. Also, Jeff Lowe has been providing, he and Patty have been providing the devotionals, Our Daily Bread, and they're in large print, and I think Patty has actually put our church name as a label on there. Where are those?
They're downstairs under the red table. There's two big boxes.
All right. And knowing how all of us tend to be forgetful, Jeff was talking with me, we probably in the future, maybe even next week, have our ushers with those that can be handed out to you so you can use those as a daily devotional guide. I think that I have covered everything that I was supposed to at this point. Are there announcements? I will have you make those, and then we will move forward.
This is your last plea. I need spaghetti sign-ups really bad, or we're going to be eating spaghetti sauce on your plate. Because there's two people signed up for spaghetti.
Okay.
So the sign-up sheet's in the back. It says, if you look carefully, to sign up for two items, please. We're a small congregation. We don't want Campbellsville to go away hungry. So please sign up.
Thank you, Wanda. David, welcome back.
I just want to take this chance to praise the Lord. Tumbling there. But anyway, I just want to say thank you to everybody for all your prayers and everything. And to say, God did a miracle on me. It's probably one of the easiest surgeries I've ever had. And I've had a bunch on my knees. And I've never gone through one that's been so easy. But I just want to say thank you to all of you for your prayers. And I still need continued prayer for healing.
Thank you, David. All right. Marty?
Hello. I just wanted to give testimony to the undeniable healing power of Christ in our bodies through the prayers of the saints. I've had a remarkable recovery in my back, and it has been the hand of God. Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, Marty, for sharing that. We need Marty to be well because he works on some of the rest of us, and we need his healing touch and that massage therapy. Today, and I will ask the elders to come and join me at this time if they would, we're going to lay hands on and ordain Steve Clark to the work of deacon. Ask Steve to come and stand with us as well. Historically, the church has looked at the book of Acts, where seven men were chosen when the apostles said, it's not proper for us to leave the ministry of preaching the word to distribute food to the needy widows, and there was a problem in the church, so they chose 7 men originally. And although the book of Acts does not call those men deacons, it is from that principle that the church has seen those who serve in the practical ways of ministry as deacons. Paul, writing to Timothy, gives qualifications for deacons as well as for elders. I think those of us who've grown up in the church have realized that I don't think there's an elder nor a deacon anywhere who meets every qualification 100% without a flaw. But we find men and women who serve in the role of deacons or deaconesses to meet those qualities as nearly as possible. Steve Clark has been put before the church as a deacon prospect for a month now. All the feedback that any of us have heard has been positive. Steve has a servant's heart, which deacon by definition is a servant. He has a humble heart and an energy and a love for this church. Based on the time of testing, which the Bible says they should be tested, there was this time of testing to see if there were oppositions, and there were none. So today, we will lay hands on Steve Clark and commend him to the office of deacon, to be a servant of Christ, a servant of people, and a servant in particular of the Harrodsburg Community Church. So as we lay hands on him, and another thing I told Steve, I said, when we have this service, we will pray for you. And he said, I need all the prayers I can get. That speaks volumes, because so do I, and so do all of us. So with that attitude and that spirit, it's a joy to lay hands on and commend Steve Clark as a deacon to serve Harrodsburg Community Church. I will ask these brothers, any of them who have a prayer on their heart to pray for Steve, to do so as we follow the biblical example of laying hands on and not doing it hastily, but thoughtfully and with purpose.
Well, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for this man. Father, we thank you that it is obvious to all of us that he has the heart of a servant. He's been demonstrating that. He's been acting as a deacon, Father, for years. And we just praise you and thank you for this opportunity to come and to lay hands upon him and commend him into your hands, Father, to walk in this office the way you desire him to do it, that he will, Father, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in all that he does. Father, that he will seek your face with regard to what he should do, even when he's not asked to do it. And Father, we thank you and praise you that as he has done it for so many, many, many years, he will continue, Lord, to act as that servant that you have called him to be. Lord, we thank you that we can bless him, we can encourage him, and we do that now. But we thank you, Father, that the Holy Spirit will lead him and guide him and will be the power behind what he does as a servant of the Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Steve and his servant's heart. We know he is filled with the presence of Jesus Christ and your Holy Spirit. And we know that he will serve this congregation according to your will and according to our needs. We just thank you for him, for his presence here. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Father, as we lay hands upon him, we release the anointing. The anointing that you've already placed upon him, Father, we loose that anointing. To be the servant of the Most High is to be the servant of all. I thank you, Lord, that he is a servant of all, and he has that heart. The generosity that flows through him comes from you. And Lord, we thank you for that anointing. Father, even now, fill him afresh with that Holy Spirit, with the power from on high to do what he needs to do as a servant of God. Father, we thank you that you're filling him even now. We release him into ministry today in the name of Jesus.
And so, Father, with the laying on of hands and these prayers, we commend Steve Clark, your servant, as a deacon for the Harrodsburg Community Church and a servant to the community, and above all, a servant of his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We love you, brother. Say anything? You want to say anything?
Well, when I retired from state all those years ago, I was so relieved to get rid of a whole great big bunch of keys. That was a responsibility. But this, I feel very lighthearted taking on this responsibility. I hope I can live up to it. Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, brother. Birthdays and anniversaries. George Smith, tomorrow. Is that right, George? Happy birthday to you. Thursday, October the 3rd, happy anniversary. Stan and Nona Johnson, it's good to see you and glad to see Nona able to be out and about. Happy anniversary to you all. Is that it? Oh, got George. Yesterday, I attended the 200th anniversary of the church where I grew up, Mount Carmel Christian Church, and I was kind of overwhelmed going back to recall my life in the 60s, late 50s and 60s, and most of my youth group was present yesterday. Didn't look like a youth group, but it was the youth group, reflecting on some of the things that had happened, and I got to speak for just a few minutes, and I was overwhelmed with what history means when it has blessed your life. And then I was also struck with the fact that this homecoming and reunion is like a foretaste of glory. When all of those folks that I've known and many who were there that I'd never met was like a microcosm of heaven where we'll be reunited with the people we've loved through the years, and where we'll fellowship and meet folks who are believers in Christ that we never knew this side of eternity. It was a wonderful thing. And I was also struck with the amazing grace of God. The minister who was so instrumental in my life and in the life of reopening that old church and of organizing a tremendous youth group and taking a little country church from closed to 100 and some people of vibrancy. Shortly after that great work fell, and fell hard. And by his own testimony yesterday, he said, I really messed up my life. But I saw a restored man. I saw a man humbled and broken and touched by the grace of God. And I was reminded once again of that thing I say to you all so often, never measure a life by a short span of time. Life is a whole, and it has its ups and downs. Some of us have had successes, and the same some of us have had numerous failures. So don't be too quick to judge. In fact, don't judge at all. Do what the Bible says and leave that to God. And enjoy the people God brings into your life, love them and treasure them, for we will probably, for most all of them, spend eternity together. And I was deeply, deeply impacted by that experience yesterday afternoon and was blessed by it. At this time, if we've covered everything, we'll dismiss our children to Children's Church. I think Ann has the children today. And I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in another time of worship as we continue to look to the Lord and as we prepare to hear His word today.
Savior, Savior, Blessed be your glorious name.
glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name,
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Thank you, Lord, that you do give and you take away. You're there in the place and you're there on the mountaintop. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave us, you never forsake us, that you're on us. And, Lord, we're yours and we're so thankful to be yours. Lord, be glorified in this service this morning. Lord, speak to us through your word. Bless our pastor. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.